First Date on Star Radio Breakfast. Lottie with you on Friday, the 5th of February, and you can tell I'm very excited because I have a guest in this morning who is doing something rather exciting this weekend in Ely. Jane, who's my new best friend, welcome.
Hello, great to be here.
Well, it's lovely to have you. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good.
Really enjoying the Ely, I was going to say sunshine.
The Ely rain.
We just have to imagine it.
Yes. Well, it is beautiful in Ely. You're in Ely this weekend.
I am. I'm at Ely Community Centre teaching foot reading to a group of reflexologists.
Yes. Okay, so this is what you're doing. You, how do you describe your, what is your title?
I am Jane Sheehan, UK's leading foot reader.
Foot reader, right.
I go all over the country and the world even, teaching foot reading to people. And I read emotions and personality through the structure of the feet.
Right, so people in Ely, can they come to this at the weekend? What's the plan?
Yeah, it's a two-day workshop. Day one theory, day two practical. All the details are on footreading.com. And they pay to come along. And I'll teach them everything they need to know to be able to read emotions and personality through the feet. So as you can imagine, we tend to get reflexologists because they're working with the feet all the time. We get the occasional chiropodists coming along. And sometimes massage therapists come along. But I've even taught children. When I was in Dubai, I taught 14 to 17-year-olds and 18 to 21-year-olds how to do foot reading as a tool for personal development and growth.
So what are the benefits of foot reading?
Well, apart from it being mad fun, you know,
well,
who doesn't want to hear all about themselves, you know? So it's great fun because I tell you about you and you're sat there thinking, that's mental. How do you know that just by looking at my feet? It also has a therapeutic side, which is where my reflexology hat comes in, because if you understand the emotional landscape of a person, you can give a much more holistic treatment.
Okay, that's interesting, because I read an article the other day that said you should massage your feet every night before you go to bed. So I do that now. Is that weird or is that
No. That is so good for your health.
It is.
Apart from the fact that you have to sit in a weird position to do it.
Yeah,
so it's almost like doing yoga every night, yeah?
Yeah, but that's great, isn't it?
It's really good for you. But you've got about 3,000 nerve endings in your feet. And if you're stimulating your feet, you're sending lots of signals back to the brain about what's going on around your feet. And your feet are your foundation for everything else that happens. So it's really good exercise to do.
Well, I mean, for anyone who hasn't heard about foot reading before, this is actually quite a big thing, isn't it? Because tell us some of the people whose feet you have read.
Oh, great stuff. Alan Carr. He was on This Morning on ITV with me, leapt over the sofa, plonked down, whipped his sock off, and he painted his feet bright orange toenails.
Perfect.
And I do read nail varnish colours. And I said, Alan, I normally read nail varnish colours, but I think on a bloke, it means something totally different.
Right. do you need to do any preparation in terms of reading someone's foot? Or could you read my foot?
Yeah, get your feet out.
Have you seen I mean, mine aren't great. They're not great feet.
Doesn't matter.
No.
Yeah. I read the top of the foot.
That tells me
what you want everyone to know.
Okay.
Bottom of the feet is what you keep to yourself. So maybe on here we should just do the top of the feet.
I already know. My feet are awful. Okay, right. Wonderful. Jane, thank you very much. Well, I'm going to take my sock off and show you my horrible feet. I want to see what you think about them. And we will recap where you are this weekend and how people can get involved in that. Yeah. First off, though, let's take some Queen music for you at 11 minutes past 8, A Kind of Magic.
It's a kind of magic.
And a kind of magic, the madness descends. It's quarter past 8. I feel like I've never... Yeah, it's just gone a bit strange, hasn't it, really? Just stripping off in the studio. Because Jane is here, and you've been looking at my feet. Because you are a foot reader. I've never met a foot reader before. But it's very interesting. And you've made some notes on my toes.
I had a quick look at her feet while we were playing that record. And I'm going to read her feet. But if you take your own shoes and socks off, you can have a look at your feet and see if you've got something similar, and it'll be interpreted the same way. So when I look at the toes, I'm looking for a diagonal line with all the tips of the toes hitting that diagonal line. Yours, of course, don't.
Right.
So your little toe is really, really short below that diagonal line.
Yeah.
So that says that you have a great sense of fun, a joie de vivre, jumping in puddles, smelling flowers, kicking leaves, appreciation of the simple things
in life.
Oh, that's
good. Yes, it's the simple things.
And on your right foot, it's different to your left foot. So I read right foot past, left foot present. Your right foot second and third toe are even longer than you'd expect.
Right.
But on your left foot, only your third toe. So what it says is, in the past, you had natural leadership qualities that if you weren't in a leadership role, you would become bossy.
Yep.
And that you had extra drive and determination that you could do twice as much as the next person, given the same time and resources. So you'd hate delegating because they couldn't do half what you could do, given the same time and resources. And there was your life's challenge, a leader who didn't want to delegate. Now, that's changed. When I look on your left foot, the second toe's gone back into line, third toe's still over. So you're no longer using the leadership qualities, but you're still using that drive, that determination, that multitasking scenario. Really interesting how it's changed. Then when I look at your big toes, again, I'm seeing a difference. On your right foot, the big toe is in line with that diagonal line I'm talking about. On your left foot, the big toe's over the line. So it means now, not in the past, you've developed a new skill of brainstorming and thinking outside the box. So now you can come up with 10 solutions to our one when we have a problem. But the downside for you is when you've got your own problem, you've got so many ideas about how to fix it, you don't know which one to pick.
That's really interesting. Bossy rings a bell. Definitely.
And now, when I'm looking at your toes, long, thin toes are about creative expression. So the longer the neck of the toe, the more expressive the person. So it's no surprise you can talk for England.
I know, I'm sorry.
Wide feet is hardworking, always on the go, can't sit still, have to be doing something all the time. So if we were to offer you a cup of lotto, you'd be getting the cups out of the cupboard to help. You couldn't just sit there and let us
right.
do it for
yeah.
you. And then finally, on the top of your feet, below the little toe, the knuckle where the little toe joins the foot is protruding above the top of the foot. It's quite prominent, that
Sounds
bone.
Sounds quite ugly, doesn't it?
Sorry.
Everyone knows now, what my horrible feet look like.
This in reflexology is the shoulder reflex. And so when that starts protruding, we would read it as having had responsibilities dumped on your shoulders that you didn't want or ask for, but that you're having to put up with. So there you go. That's what your feet are saying this morning.
Oh, okay. Oh, you also said nail varnish. Does that mean anything?
It's yes,
lilac.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Yeah, lilac, and that's kind of on the purple spectrum. So I would read purple as wanting more perception, wanting to understand what's hidden, wanting to see, metaphorically see in the dark.
Yeah, I'm very
so
nosy.
There you go. Yes.
Thank you. Well, that rings true. If you have, I don't know, long, thin toes,
yeah.
not on the diagonal and a protruding
shoulder reflex and a short little toe and an elongated big toe and an elongated second and third toe, that's what your reading would say about you.
Wonderful. And snap, you'll be my foot friend, my twin. Jane, thank you so much.
Welcome.
So this is really interesting. I find it particularly interesting anyway. And you're going to be in Ely this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. Just to recap
yes.
for everyone.
I'm going to be at Ely Community Centre in High Barnes. I'm teaching foot reading, day one theory, day two practical. And you can see all the details on footreading.com.
Jane, thank you ever so much.
Thank
Have a
you.
Lovely weekend.
Thanks
and,
very much.
And anyone who goes down there, let us know how you get on. Thank you.
Great.